Shake Shack or In-N-Out Burgers?
Oh, In-N-Out. Shake Shack's not even from LA. Are you kidding me? I mean, sure, it's good food, but In-N-Out is from California. I was born and raised in California. In-N-Out.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer brandneuen Folge von Beste Zeit, dem Podcast zum Auslandsstudium von und mit College Contact. Ich bin Alexandra Michel.
Und ich bin Elias Merkel.
Und gemeinsam sind wir die Gastgeber dieses Podcasts, mit dem wir euer Fernweh wecken und euch dabei unterstützen wollen, eure ganz eigene beste Zeit zu erleben. Egal ob in Form eines Auslandssemesters, einer Summer School oder sogar eines kompletten Studiums im Ausland.
Wir haben uns in dieser Folge mit Jess Isomoto von der CSU Northridge unterhalten, die dort für das Semesterprogramm zuständig ist. Wem Northridge jetzt auf Anhieb nichts sagt, dem sei gesagt, Northridge ist ein Vorort von Los Angeles und liegt gut 20 Minuten nördlich von Hollywood.
Wir haben mit Jess natürlich zum einen über das Semesterprogramm an der California State University Northridge gesprochen, zum anderen aber auch darüber, was die Nähe zu Hollywood, die Elias eben schon angesprochen hat, für den Studienalltag bedeutet. Es gibt zum Beispiel eine ganze Menge spannender Studiengänge im Bereich Filme und Fernsehen und es wird regelmäßig auf dem Campus gedreht.
Wir haben aber nicht nur über die Uni gesprochen, sondern auch über die Stadt Los Angeles und was diese euch für ein Auslandssemester zu bieten hat.
Kleiner Spoiler, das ist eine ganze Menge. Insofern würde ich sagen, steigen wir direkt ein. Viel Spaß! Hi Jazz, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
We've been looking forward to this episode quite a bit because we will talk about one of our favorite cities in California. We will talk about Los Angeles today, a city both Elias and I have visited. I think the last time I visited LA was 4 years ago, maybe. And it was a bit more recently for you, Elias, right?
Exactly. Yeah, for me, it was about 3 years ago.
But oh, that's still too long.
Yeah, way too long. Definitely. Yeah.
Please come back.
We'll do our best, I promise. Anyway, when we think about Los Angeles, we usually think about places like Hollywood, Beverly Hills. We think about celebrities, famous sports teams like the LA Lakers, and of course the beaches of Venice, Malibu, and Santa Monica. What do you think makes LA such a fascinating place to live and study?
I think it's all those things. LA has everything. And that's really one of the fun parts about being in this city. And I'm not from LA, so I chose this as my home on purpose. But, you know, California is a huge part of the United States. And even within LA, you can reach the beach. You can get to the mountains. You can get to the forest of a national park. You can be right in the urban city doing everything. You can watch a film being recorded. You can go eat at a taco truck. You can do all these things within about an hour or an hour and a half away from each other. It's a huge city with just so many fun things to do.
Okay.
And since you've now been living there for a while, what do you like most about living in LA?
I really like the weather. The sunshine is great.
Of course.
It's just so nice to be able to not worry about the weather, go out and enjoy a gorgeous sunny day pretty much every day. And then I love the people. It's just an interesting city. It's multicultural and there's so much going on and so much to do. And I think it's just a great place for lots of different people to find some fun.
Do you have a favorite part of the city? Because it's, as you said, it is such a diverse city that has so many different kind of faces. And
yeah. So I live in a suburb outside of LA, or that's part of Los Angeles, because LA is so big. And it's a place where there's really, really good Chinese and Taiwanese and Korean and Japanese food. So it's about food. I live in parts of the city where you can eat. And I just live in a place where there's a lot of great restaurants. And that's just so exciting and fun for me. And you can find those little restaurant niches in different parts of LA. And that's just, it's just so fun. It's fun to explore. It's fun to eat. It feels like you're traveling, but you're just within one city.
Jess, I think you really have a point there, because I think LA really, at least that was the feeling I had, consists of so many different little neighborhoods. And people living in LA, they kind of course, they consider themselves Angelenos, but they also consider themselves kind of members of their little neighborhood and community. And I remember that a couple of years ago, I stayed at a friend's place in West Hollywood, and we'd go to the bakery in the morning, and on the way to the bakery, he'd kind of meet three or four people that he knew. So he'd run into people from his neighborhood, and it felt like he was, it's not an anonymous big city. That's, I think, what it feels like in downtown LA if you're staying at a hotel. But if you live in LA, you have your little neighborhood and you have your little community. You have the pub you go to, you have the little corner store and all of that. And so it's just really, really interesting. It's a city of neighborhoods. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's one of the things I love the most about LA is there's all these different spots you can explore. And as you get to know different people or different areas, they kind of show you their secrets and their fun things. Northridge itself is its own little neighborhood, and it's a great place to learn and explore. And that's where our university is. I don't live anywhere near campus, but I've been learning and loving to show students around and find all the best restaurants, for example, things to do and other things like that.
So where in LA is Northridge exactly?
Northridge is like a northern suburban area. It's a residential district within the giant, sprawling, beautiful city of Los Angeles. So we're about, let's say, 30 minutes from downtown. We're about, that's like if you're driving a car. We're approximately 45 minutes from the beach. But that's also, we're actually pretty close to the beach considering in distance. It's just, if you know anything about LA and some of your laughing,
I was
going to
say
that's
pretty close actually, yeah.
It's about really the traffic and the freeways and the driving. But I'll speak in time because that makes more sense. About 45 minutes from LA. So we're in LA, but we're in this northern area that's quieter. It's surrounded by houses. The university is the huge part of this little college town. So that's where we are. We're also very close to Hollywood and Burbank, probably about 20 minutes from each of those. Those are film and TV land, so it's a great place to be.
Okay. Given the proximity to Hollywood and Burbank, does Cal State Northridge have any special connection to the film and TV industry? I mean, I guess you don't have any movie stars running around campus, right?
Actually, we have had movie stars running around campus.
You
that
did?
Might be. We do. That's sometimes that's one of my favorite things about campus is you never know when we might be filming on campus. CSUN or CSUN, we call ourselves CSUN because there's emphasized the word sun in LA. But CSUN actually is a filming location. So we frequently have movies and TV shows and commercials being shot right here on campus. At any given time, you might be running into a sign that says, please be aware we are filming, and you have to either be quiet or walk around or actually just stop and watch and see what's going on. So I've seen at least 20 different things being filmed here in the past few years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And it gives our students a great opportunity to be so close to the film and television and production industry because there's a lot of access, I guess, to those types of events and things. We have a lot of partnerships with different film and television companies. It gives our students internships and just to be part of the world. We feel like we're in the industry when you're in this area.
Mm-hmm. And can they also be extras on movies?
They can be extras. Really? Sometimes you're an extra though and you don't get paid. You're just literally walking in the background of a movie. I think maybe I might have made it into one. I might have made it into one TV show, but I won't be getting any payment or acting Screen Actors Guild awards for that.
Okay. Any movies that you can name or TV shows that were filmed there recently that we would know? Any blockbusters?
Yeah. Well, let's see. One of my favorites was The Good Place. If you know that one, starring Kristen Bell. That was filmed in my actual office building. And maybe I've actually touched the desk that she sat on. That was really exciting. But now I sound like a celebrity stalker. And I'm really not trying to be. They do a lot of exterior shots because we're a beautiful campus. So we look like a university. We also look like we could be, business area or other things. So they use our space a lot. Zac Efron is kind of a famous actor. He's a lot younger than me, so maybe I'm not a huge fan, but he shot a movie here that was actually the only time that I can remember a movie that was filmed on campus and that was actually featuring campus. They weren't pretending that we were something else. They were actually being CSUN. It was the life story of a DJ who actually went to CSUN. So that was really cool because when they showed our library, they actually called it CSUN and CSUN's library. And we felt like, yay, it's our moment to shine. Like, we're famous. So there's been quite a few things here.
But you say it was one of the few situations where the library was actually the library. I think the library at one point was something completely different as well. Wasn't it?
That's true. We also
I don't know, Elias, if you know that. It's really cool.
I don't know.
The first Star Trek of the recent Star Trek movies was it 2009, 2010. They filmed here and we were Starfleet Academy. So our library was actually Starfleet Academy. So you can go here if you're a Trekkie like I am, to be honest, and say that you've been to Starfleet, which is really cool. So
yeah, that's funny.
And I think the funniest thing, though, is when you see the movie and you see Starfleet Academy, and then there's kind of the next shot, you see the Golden Gate Bridge. So they kind of got it wrong.
Well,
but anyway, no, this
they
is
They can
cool.
travel through space and time, right?
You got a point.
No.
Yeah. No, but that's really cool. I mean, you mentioned another thing in terms of access to the film and media industry. Does that also mean that you have TV and film programs that are recommended or?
We do. One of our top majors is our film and television arts program. It's actually called CTVA, Cinema and Television Arts. And it includes not just people who are creating and storytelling and writing. It includes directing. It includes editing, sound, production. We have all the equipment here. We get donations every year from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association and a few other companies and organizations that really support us because we have so many emerging filmmakers and other types of industry professionals here in our programs. We even have a music industry administration program for people who want to go into the music business from the business perspective, but also have a music background. I mean, LA is the place for entertainment. And CSUN is one of the most well-known named schools for film, television, journalism, broadcasting, and as well as all the, again, editing and studios that we have set up that students can access and take classes in with real equipment.
And if students are not kind of in any of those areas, but they're still interested in maybe seeing how a TV show is being produced, can they get tickets to like one of the shows that are being filmed in Burbank? Is that realistic? Because I always hear that students want to do this, but is it realistic?
It is. And actually, it's one of the sort of field trips that we organize every year to make it easier for students. So our international students who come to see us, our student life coordinator sets up a TV show taping every year. And that's kind of a fun thing. It's popular, but you could totally do it on your own. And then another thing that my students do a lot is I tell them about where to look for like advertisements for student films. So a lot of times our students who are film students or television students are creating their senior projects and they actually need extra staff, but maybe can't afford to pay everybody. So a lot of times if you want to just get involved, you could actually help with the real film shoot for a student film, which is super cool.
That sounds like a really cool opportunity. And one that is probably unique to CSUN in comparison to other schools. And while we are on the subject, we also wanted to touch a little bit on the CSU system. The CSU system is comprised of 23 campuses in California, each one with a different location and a different quote-unquote personality. We already had guests from two other CSUs on, so from San Jose State and San Diego State University. Within the CSU system, what would you say is CSU Northridge known for?
Ooh, there's
besides film and television.
Besides film and television, good point.
There's so many ways to answer that question. That's a good one. I'm going to go with a couple different things. First, of course, academics, because we are a university. And a lot of the Cal States have pretty great reputations for their academic programs. And we're one of those. We're really proud of our film and television majors that we talked about. We're really quite well known in our engineering program as well, fully accredited by ABET and the other professional organizations for engineering. Our business program wins quite a few awards, our part-time MBA program, and just business in general for undergraduate business as well. Because we do have an innovation and incubator hub, there's a new one that's coming called the Equity Innovation Hub. But the other one that's been happening is a business incubator. And so that's how we got a lot of sort of press in the LA area because of some of the partnerships we've been doing to help students start their own businesses. So entrepreneurship and innovation with business has been a thing. But I would say a fun thing that makes us stand out in the 23 CSU campuses is the personality of our campus. Our students are really excited about just being here on campus, committing and being a college student, even though we're in an urban area and we might be called a commuter school, which means people supposedly don't all live here and they just come to campus for class. The truth is our students come and stay all day. They could go off into LA and do other things, but they choose to be here because there's so much going on. So our personality is very much the American college campus vibe in super casual workout clothes. Students here are really California style, healthy. They like to work out. They like to play sports. They usually eat okay. And they definitely just wear their like yoga gear to the gym, but also to class. So we're very laid back. And I think there's something fun about a whole campus of thousands of students who are just relaxed and hanging out with each other. They're spending time together in class and outside of class. You walk around, you see people sitting in the sun under palm trees right in front of our library. And I think that's what I like the most, especially because I've visited other campuses. And I like the way ours feels when you walk across campus and see the students and feel their relaxed vibe.
Another question I had in mind was that what I liked about Los Angeles and the area is that it is a very diverse place with a lot of people coming from different backgrounds. Is this also reflected at CSUN and on campus?
Oh, it is for sure. CSUN is a super diverse community, and I love that. So not only do we have the local diversity of LA, which tends to be a lot of Latinx populations, also African-American students as well, but international. We not just have international students who come from other countries. A lot of our local students are somewhat international themselves, being maybe first-generation students whose parents had immigrated, and maybe that's their first time in college, which is really cool for their families. But one of the diversity things that I notice when I walk across campus, besides visually looking at this very vibrant and different looking community, is the voices. We have so many languages spoken on campus. From what we last registered was something like over 100 different languages, native languages being spoken on campus. Yeah, I think that's such a cool thing and really important for education too. You want to be in an environment with different ideas and different things because that's how we learn.
Yeah, that's definitely a benefit of the whole experience. Yeah.
We already mentioned that LA is a huge mega city. We talked about the large number of students at CSUN. I think it has about 40,000 students at the moment. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think we're at 38,000, but let's round up to 40.
All right. So it's one of the larger universities in the US. And I think that just as I said, the first time I visited LA, I was a bit overwhelmed. And I think that's a feeling that is maybe shared by some of our students who are fascinated by the idea of studying in Los Angeles, but they're also a little intimidated by the sheer size of the city. And they might be concerned that they won't find their way around, that it'll be hard to make friends because they'll just be lost in the crowd. Can you understand those concerns and how would you address them if you spoke to our students?
I can definitely understand those concerns. So I'm from Hawaii, which is a very, very tiny island. And I'm here now in LA and I had to do the same thing, figure out the city and meet friends. So one of the ways we make it easy for our study abroad students is we have this really great orientation week that includes a few things, some social activities, of course, besides the academic orientation, so you get to meet the other students. But we also take you on a free bus tour around LA, where we go to Santa Monica together and spend some time together. I think that's really exciting. So in your first week, you already have transportation arranged and a fun field trip plan with your new friends. And I always tell my students at orientation, the international students around you who are also in this orientation, they'll be your first friends. So I know you came here to meet Americans, and trust me, you will. In all your classes, in the dorms, everywhere you go, you'll make more friends, and they'll be American friends for sure. But your international students are your first friends. So what I kind of get everyone to do is spend time together and get to know each other. If you're coming for the fall semester starting in August, that means we're ending our summer here on campus. So we even go to the outdoor movie that's done on the lawn in front of the library, like a big outdoor movie screen. And we do that usually together too during orientation week. So there's a lot of things that we do to kind of get you to feel comfortable and get started with the campus, with the international group as your first group of friends. And then you slowly expand as you learn more and explore. So I think our students have a great start just getting to know us, and we take care of them.
So you two already talked about the student body being pretty diverse. And I think that's true for your team as well, right? Because you mentioned you're from Hawaii. I know there's another team member, Boris, who's originally from Germany. And the other team members in your team have different backgrounds as well, don't they?
They do, yeah. Our student life coordinator, Yukiko, she is from Japan. So that's exciting. So she speaks Japanese and is actually of a mixed heritage background. So she proudly represents Africa as well. One of our other assistants who helps with the program is Natalie, and she's from Argentina. So her first language is Spanish. We also have our main admissions person who helps to process your applications. Ida is actually originally from Armenia and moved here when she was a child. Our finance person is actually French. So she is actually very French. She still speaks French. She's very, very French. So we do have a very multicultural staff. And that's, sorry, that's really exciting to me too, because it means our students get to see themselves represented. And it shows you that we're committed to understanding and welcoming everyone. I think CSUN is so good about being inclusive with staff, faculty, students, and definitely just welcoming all the international people from all over just to come to this campus as a great meeting place, you know, where we want the diversity. We want all this fun differences, and we want to get to know each other and hear these languages all over campus.
And I think that's great because our students will feel that there is someone who understands them and who might understand their struggles as well.
Yeah.
So that's a definite benefit.
I forgot to say this one thing about, well, two things. So Boris, you mentioned, is the other advisor for this program from Germany, and he studied abroad as a high school student. So he had that American high school experience when, you know, from Germany. And then our director, Vanessa, is from Brazil, and she also studied abroad for her bachelor's or master's degree. So a lot of us have actually not just from other places, but have experienced living in another country and what that feels like. So I think that's really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, you've been referring to the semester at CSUM program, I'm assuming. And this is, I mean, typically the program that our students apply for when they want to study for one or two semesters abroad. Can you briefly explain how this program works?
Yeah, the semester at CSUN program, the initials for that is SAC. So a lot of times here in America, we just like to shorten things and we just call it SAC, which may not be the prettiest name, but it's really how we talk. So the SAC program, which is our study abroad program, I'm the manager of that program. So I'm there to welcome the students, do orientation, advise the students, and take care of them. And you can come and study for one semester or two semesters. We also have the brand new summer option where you can come for just the summer if that's something you're looking for. It's a shorter 6-week program. But the study abroad for a semester or a year is so great because not only can you take classes that are completely integrated with other CSUN students on campus, right? You can freely choose from different majors, different subjects, whatever most fits your interests or your program at home. And you also get a full CSUN ID card. So you're a real student here on campus. You're not a separate sort of special student just taking international classes. You're actually completely part of CSUN's world with full access to everything with a student ID card. You have access to the dorms as well. So if you want to live with us, you can live on campus and be a total American college student, just taking your classes and blending in with everyone else. So I think it's a really great program and probably something that study abroad students are looking for.
Mm-hmm. And is it open to both undergrad and graduate students?
Yes, we do have the option for either bachelor's or master's students. Some of our master's programs are smaller and a little more restricted, so sometimes we have to check mm-hmm. first to make sure it's one that really matches, you know, what you're looking for. But we welcome both, so absolutely.
Great. And also gap year students?
Oh, yeah, students who have not yet started university. Yeah. I think this is a really great campus for that because, again, you get that full American college experience. It's a lot of fun. And they can come here and be kind of welcomed and protected to start with. So if they're younger and maybe a little shy or not sure how to start with uni, at least you'll have this orientation with a big group of friends to start with. You'll have me as your advisor. You'll have our building, our little office as your first home, you know, where you get to know everybody. And where when you walk in, even though it's a campus of 38,000 students, if you walk into our building, we always recognize you by name and face and we say hi, you know? So that's, I think, really nice for people. So it's a great mm-hmm. place to come in and get to know what the university environment is like.
Hmm. Sounds good. Let's talk about courses for a moment. I know that CSUN, being a big university, has a wide variety of programs. Are there any subjects or programs that are unique to CSUN? I mean, you already mentioned film and television, the CTVA program. Anything else that comes to mind that maybe students from Germany particularly love?
Yeah, you know, our study abroad students also really enjoy our communication programs. So we have a journalism major that includes media and communication. And I think those classes are pretty popular because you can do a wide range of, you know, theoretical understanding the media, looking at things like diversity in the media, or you can do hands-on courses where you're actually helping to run some of our, it's called like a digital magazine and interviews and other things through journalism, which is really great. We have a couple different shows that we produce, just student-run shows, and all of our study abroad students have the rights to access everything just like this. You can come on to CSUN and just jump right into one of these programs. So that's really been fun for our study abroad students to get those hands-on experiences. One of my favorite students from just a couple of years ago, she's from Brazil and she wanted to take these journalism courses. And when she was so surprised that I placed her in two out of the four classes in her first semester with us, where she was actually like putting on her nice business suit and interviewing people on camera. And she got really excited. She just didn't know that you could have those real experiences. I think she thought that maybe they were reserved just for the full degree students, but they weren't. They're for anyone who's taken the classes. And she actually loved it so much, she decided to enroll in CSUN. So she transferred and she's now finishing her journalism degree here. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Oh, wow.
I love that. So you just never know what opportunities are going to present themselves. And our job is just to give you all those opportunities, right? To let you see what you can do and just encourage you to try them. Try something new if you want to.
Hmm. A lot of the students that we work with are business majors or engineering. Is CSUN a good fit for those students as well?
Oh, absolutely. Our business school is awesome. They're a great program. And we have, I think it's probably our most popular for study abroad is business. So we have students from all over the country who are doing that. All over the world and the country. and then engineering too. We have a great engineering program. One thing our students also enjoy is, again, the hands-on aspect. And that's something that Cal State's in general are known for, and Cal State Northridge, CSUN, we're really known for that too. So if you're taking classes with us, you're probably taking a lab class where you're getting hands-on with design credits. Maybe you're in one of our mechanics or robotics labs. Maybe you're joining one of our teams that's building that human-powered vehicle. It's something that I don't know about. I'm not an engineer. We have some teams that were developing some sort of like scientific measuring tools that went into space with NASA. These are things, again, I don't really understand, but my students do, and they love it. And what I should do is probably start collecting a list of all the cool things they've been doing, because it would probably be pretty impressive. But definitely engineering is an option. And then, we don't really talk about it much. It's not a huge, hugely popular, but we actually have a few students who get so excited when they find the diversity of social science and sort of gender and cultural studies programs that we have. So that's always something I like to mention, even though it's not tons of students compared to business and engineering, film, media. We have more of those. But the ones who do come here for things like social studies, social sciences, behavioral sciences, cultural studies, I think we have a lot to offer there. So we're actually quite well known in the field of gender and women's studies as well.
So you already touched on the new summer program that you're running. Mm-hmm. Could you please elaborate on this option and address the advantages that it holds for international students?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're so excited to be able to offer this visa-based program for students who want to come and study in the summer. It's great because it's a shorter time and you only need to take two classes. So it's 6 semester units here. So 2 classes in a 6-week program. It really gives you the opportunity to arrive early on your visa, travel and explore the United States, take 6 weeks of classes, having your weekends free to still keep traveling and exploring, and then honestly stay a little bit later because that's how visas work. So you can really make a full summer out of it. Typically, the classes run in middle July to the middle August. So that's probably a good time for most students too. And I think it's just a great opportunity to get a little bit of LA, or tag it on to your next semester if you want to. And that's another way to sort of extend your time in LA. I think a lot of people, once they get here, they kind of fall in love with Los Angeles and just want to stay. So we found different ways to let you make that happen.
Mm-hmm. And summer is a great time to be in California.
So great. So. We have so many fun things to do in the summer. Like I already talked about the outdoor movies that we have here on our campus, but they have them all over LA, like at the big parks or at the beach. There's a lot of outdoor concerts. There's festivals. There's just cool things happening down at the beach and on the pier. There's so much to do. So summer is like the best time if you want to be out of the house doing stuff,
You just mentioned the campus again. What can you tell us about the school spirit at CSUN? Do college sports, for example, play a big role on campus?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of school pride, and that's maybe one of the fun things about coming to an American campus. When you get here, you'll learn that we are the Matadors. Go Matadors! Mm-hmm. And yes, it does kind of have a funny connotation, like are we really those bullring Matador people poking bulls? No, but that is the history of where we started. And it's an awesome story. I'm just going to tell it really quickly because the reason why we picked Matadors is back in the 1950s when we became a university officially, they took a vote and they just let the community decide and the students and everyone decide what they wanted to be for their mascot. They chose from a few different things, but in the end, the one that won was something that they felt their parents could pronounce. Because a lot of the students were from a Latinx background. So they had Spanish speaking parents and they picked the Matador because they could say it. And I think that's just the sweetest, wonderful story. So we're really proud to be Matadors and we don't hurt any animals in the making of this mascot. We just have a funny guy named Maddie the Matador and he runs around with his costume like a big plastic head and he waves and dances at games and we love it. So when you walk around campus, you'll see students wearing the CSUN gear all the time, right? That means the sweatshirt, the hoodie, the t-shirt, everything that says CSUN in our school colors, red and black. So that's a lot of fun. We attend all of the games on campus. Our basketball team, both men's and women's, are pretty well known and do pretty well. So we like to watch that in our big Matadome, which is the basketball arena. I know. We don't actually have an American football team. That's probably the only thing we don't have. But we are a Division I level university. So we are playing at the highest level of university competition, which is fun. So a lot of our students as well, the study abroad students, can come and join, maybe not playing officially for the university on those level of athletics, but they can join our club sports and team sports. So I've had quite a few students come and start with us at CSUN here for study abroad and actually compete against other CSUs in a tennis match because they're part of the tennis team. We've also had students come and become a cheerleader. You never know what they want to do. So you do have access to all of that and during study abroad.
That's fantastic. What are some facilities on campus that international students can take advantage of during their semester at CSUN? I know about this wellness center that you have.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, the Oasis Wellness Center is so cool. Mm-hmm. It's a place where, honestly, I wish they would let staff go, but it's just for students. Whatever. I get it. I mean, I guess the students need it more. That's fine. But you know,
you should take a summer program.
I should. I heard this is just a short 6-week program. So our students love the Oasis Wellness Center. What's great about it is it's right located in our student union in the middle of campus, so it's easy to access. And I think I was mentioning before that students tend to come here and stay all day, even if they just have classes in the morning. Instead of leaving and going off to home or work, they usually stay and hang out on campus. So the Oasis Wellness Center is another place to hang out. The whole point of it is like mind, body, and soul, like taking care of the student in every way possible. So it gives you a little retreat, like a physical space that's quiet that you can hang out and just relax. There's a meditation garden in the outside area. There's a little fire pit if you want to sit in the evening around a cozy space. There's a quiet room to hang out in that's dark and you can nap with free water and like mint water to drink, like a spa. We do call it our spa on campus. You can actually reserve a nap pod. These are these very futuristic, like machines. I guess it's like a nice lounge chair with a thing that comes over your head, and you can just customize it to music and quietness, and you can have a really good nap. It's kind of cool. You can also pay a little extra, and I mean very low prices, like $10, $15 American dollars, for a massage. So there's a lot of things in this little space that's really great if you want to just relax and rejuvenate yourself as a student. And it's part of the SRC, which is the Student Recreation Center. That's definitely the most popular place on campus for all students, including the study abroad students, for a very small fee, which I believe is around $160 for the semester. You can choose to join the SRC, which gives you access to this gorgeous, huge, like two-story facility that includes a rock climbing wall in the middle. It's very tall and probably can't see me, but I'm using my hands to go really high because I don't remember how tall it is with numbers, but it's really big. It's like a three-story rock wall. So that's really cool. We have, you know, like 9 swimming pools on campus. So there's a lot to do. And I would say most people are spending their time, extra time outside of class, if they're not studying or hanging out and talking.
Of course.
They're at the SRC. I mean, that's really where, whenever I walk around there or maybe give a campus tour and I'm going by the gym, the SRC, I always run into my students because that's where they all are. I think that's the other meeting place, the campus. So I think that's probably the most social and most fun part of campus is the student union that includes the gym, this wellness center, and then little places to eat and hang out.
Yeah. I mean, the wellness center sounds really great. I think that's pretty unique. I haven't heard of any other college campus that has a wellness center. Yeah.
It's really nice. Our students love it.
Yeah, I bet. So I think you already mentioned this a little bit, but we were also wondering, does your office organize any trips or activities during the semester?
We do. Our student life coordinator, Yukiko, who I mentioned before, she does organize fun field trips throughout the semester. These are like short day trips as well as little events on campus like a donut day or pool party or something like that. But she also does.
Hey,
what's
a donut day? I haven't heard of that yet.
Like, you know, we just have donuts and come by and hang out.
Oh,
I think the best way to lure people in to visit us is with food.
College students free food.
Seem to love free food. Mm-hmm. So we frequently will have random events where we just say what food we're offering and just come by, and it's super casual and open-ended. And people just use it as an excuse to stop and hang out.
And you wonder why you find them in the in the rec center. It's like you feed them with all these things like donuts, ice cream, pizza. No wonder they have to go there and kind of work it all off.
Now that I think about it, we are very food centric. We have food at every event, so that's a thing.
I think that's a bonus.
Students love it. Yeah. Yukiko also organizes at least once a semester a 2 or 3 day trip to either Las Vegas or San Francisco. That's really popular because sometimes students don't have the time or energy to organize it themselves, so they know that they can count on us doing one for them. You have to pay to do it, but it's a pretty low price because you only have to pay for the hotel. Like, we plan the bus trip, so we get that organized for everybody, and it's really fun. So there's a lot of different things. But I also really want to mention not just what we do as the international team, but also things that the campus does. I think one of the coolest and most popular thing that I always tell my students at orientation to sign up for are the trips done through our outdoor recreation program. That's called the Outdoor Adventures Group. So they arrange 1 day, 2 day, or sometimes up to a full week, like for spring break, adventures all over California and the nearby states to either national parks, hiking, kayaking, jumping off the bridge, like bungee jumping off of the bridge to nowhere, which is what it's called. That's kind of fun. Yeah, I know. They arrange surfing lessons in Malibu. So there's a lot of these really cool trips, and these are super low price trips that you can go sign up for. And then you have an instant group of friends because suddenly you're with 6 other people camping in Yosemite National Park. And that's just awesome. So something, definitely those trips go quickly. And I always tell our students, sign up right away during the first 2 weeks of school. Yeah. And they do, and they love it. I mean, the pictures are awesome. I'm living vicariously through these students, and I wish I could go on these trips with them.
That sounds amazing.
Oh. Yeah.
What about parties on campus? What is it? The Matador Nights?
Yeah, we have every semester, we have the Matador Nights, which is like a carnival, like a small fair. And I say small, but I mean like, you know,
big.
Under 10,000 students are coming, right? They have like carnival rides, like a Ferris wheel and a spinning thing and giant super slides and music and DJs. And it's in sort of a, maybe not all night. I think it usually ends around 1 a.m. But it's done at least once a semester, or maybe they have switched to just the spring semester lately. But it's definitely a fun party. It's a free party for all students. And the cool thing about our campus is students actually show up. Not only are these things free to our students, but it's like the other students are not too cool for school. Like, they actually want to party together. And I think that's awesome. So it's definitely a fun thing to do. The other big popular one that we didn't talk about yet was the Big Show. And it's actually called The Big Show. Like, that's the name of it. And it's a like a headliner, like a big artist, musical artist every day, every year. In the past, we've had like a DJ. So we've had Diplo. We had Afrojack. More recently, we've had Tyga, if you know him. He's like an American rap star. So we've had a bunch of different people. It's a lot of fun. The students love it. And you really get that like outdoor festival that America is known for. And I know Europe has some too, but we kind of get that feeling. Like, they close down campus, they gate it off, they build all these fun structures, and they give you like flashing lights. And all the students are jumping around in the big open grassy area in front of our library. And it's just really cool. A lot of fun. So I always encourage our students to say yes and to do everything that our campus has to offer, you know?
Yeah, there's so many things to do. If you had to choose, what would you say are probably the top 5 things that SAC students should do?
Top 5 things. Definitely the campus parties. Yeah. So what we just mentioned, like the Big Show or Matador Nights or whichever party's happening that semester. So parties. Campus parties. Number 2 would be the SRC and the Wellness Center. Like, make those your daily habits, you know? Like, that's great. Definitely do that. Number 3, the top things that CSUN students or SAC students should do on campus.
And you can also include like
LA.
LA, mm-hmm. Yeah, and around LA. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, you have to go hang out in Santa Monica. It's just an LA thing. I mean, locals do it. We all do it. Visitors and tourists do it. It's just, it's cool. It's the LA, like, it's what you see when you Google pictures of LA. Like, they show that area first. So that's why we take you there on our orientation bus trip, because we think it's so great. But it's definitely a place you want to go and hang out and get to know. 4, and this is not LA, but I tell all my SAC students, you should go to Vegas. Las Vegas is like so much fun. It's one of my favorite places. They call it LA's playground because all of us go there. It's only about 4 hours drive away, and you can have this amazingly fun weekend. And since none of you will have classes on the weekend, you have time to do that. So definitely do that. And then number five is do one of the fun outdoor trips with our outdoor adventures group that I talked about. I think getting away into nature is just awesome. And one of the best things that America has to offer are these national parks. So go and explore. But instead of having to rent all the camping gear yourself and figure out permits or what to do, just do it with our group because they're super cool people. A lot of them are led by students who have been trained to do this. Some of them are majoring in outdoor recreation leadership, which is actually a major here on campus. So it's just super fun. So take advantage of all these opportunities and do it. The top five things to do are these really cool things to do, like get up and get out, you know. CSUN is just your starting point. The whole point is you come here and yes, you're a student first. You take classes. Of course. I'm an academic advisor. I have to say that. Go to your classes. But the truth is you're going to come here to explore LA and beyond, right? This is your starting point, and I hope you go off and do all these other fun things too.
That definitely sounds like a lot of fun. And I know that we only touched upon kind of a little part of what students are going to experience when they're at CSUN and when they're in LA, because there's so much more to do. But we're almost at the end of this podcast. There's just one little segment that remains, and that's probably Elias and my favorite part, mm-hmm. because it's the spontaneous part where we're going to ask you a couple of this or that questions, and you can just decide which of the options you prefer. Okay. So it's like coffee or tea, cats or dogs. It's just a little more complex than that. So are you up for that?
I'm ready. Bring it.
All right. So the first one you almost already touched on, but the first choice would be between Malibu and Santa Monica.
Oh, Santa Monica, because there's things to do. But Malibu's so pretty. Oh man, are these gonna be hard? Like all of them are gonna be this hard?
Yes. Okay. Well, I think yeah.
Santa Monica because of the food. Like I go and eat there, so Santa Monica.
Okay. second one, Disney or Universal?
Oh, I'm a total Disney fan. Like Disneyland is my life, but then Universal just has that Harry Potter thing. Oh, come on. Oh, okay. Disney. My heart is with Disney. Disney, yes. Disney. Okay. It's where I go on my birthday every year.
All right. And then this one might be a little easier, but just because I know you a little bit, where would I be more likely to find you on game day? At the Dodger Stadium cheering on the LA Dodgers or watching the LA Lakers play at Staples Center?
Oh, Dodgers. Baseball all the way. I've been a baseball fan since I was a little kid. My grandpa took me to games at the historic and beautiful Dodger Stadium in the Chavez Ravine. That's my home. I've been there four times this season during a pandemic. Like I will keep Dodgers. Baseball, yes. I think blue. I bleed blue. That's what we say.
See? So maybe not all of them are hard. But the last one now, I'm really curious. Shake Shack or In-N-Out Burgers?
Oh, In-N-Out. Shake Shack's not even from LA. Are you kidding me? I mean, sure, it's good food, but... In-N-Out is from California. I was born and raised in California. In-N-Out. Oh my gosh. That's not even In-N-Out. Yes. Oh, come on.
All right. So see, that wasn't too hard then.
You're right.
And now I'm hungry. This is really bad.
No, it's hard to not talk about food. It's also breakfast time here where we're recording this. So it's all I can think about too. Yeah.
I was just going to say it's almost dinner time here. So we're in the fortunate situation that we're going to go home soon and can have dinner. So, but yeah, we're 9 hours ahead of you. So it's breakfast time where you are. So yeah. So those were the four this or that questions, which means that we have now officially reached the end of this podcast.
Yay!
And I think so all that's left for me to do is just to say thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for sharing all of the stories and information and insights into CSUN, the SAC program, and of course, life in LA. I hope that a lot of students who listen to this will feel inspired to consider LA and especially CSUN as their study abroad destination. And yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had a great time.
So did I. Thank you so much for coming on, Jess. It was a lot of fun.
I loved it. All right. It was great. I love talking about LA and CSUN. And I hope
you see
and food.
And food. Like, come on and eat with me. I mean, study with me. I mean, eat with me.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care, Jess.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Ich kann nicht glauben, dass du In-N-Out mit Shake Shack vergleichen wolltest, Alex.
Ja, sorry, ich brauchte eine Alternative und mir ist gerade nichts Besseres eingefallen. Wobei Shake Shack, glaube ich, tatsächlich aus New York kommt. Da habe ich es zumindest das erste Mal gesehen.
Nichts gegen Shake Shack, aber meiner Meinung nach spielt In-N-Out in einer ganz anderen Liga.
Ja, die Burger sind schon richtig, richtig gut. Das muss man sagen. Da freue ich mich schon drauf, wenn ich das nächste Mal in Kalifornien bin.
Gutes Stichwort, denn ab Anfang November ist es auch wieder möglich, für Touristen in die USA einzureisen. Für Studierende gilt dies ja schon länger. Wenn ihr also Los Angeles als Ziel für euer Auslandssemester spannend findet und mehr über die California State University Northridge erfahren möchtet, dann schaut doch am besten gleich einmal in unseren Shownotes vorbei. Dort findet ihr einen Link zum Hochschulprofil der CSUN auf unserer Website und zu den Erfahrungsberichten ehemaliger CSUN-Studierender.
Außerdem haben wir euch dort noch zwei interessante Artikel verlinkt. Einen über das Mike Kerb College of Arts, Media and Communication, das Jess ganz am Anfang des Podcasts erwähnt hat, als es um die Verbindungen der CSUN zur Entertainment Industry ging. Und ein Interview mit einer Studentin aus Köln, die selbst ein Auslandssemester an der CSUN verbracht hat.
Zu guter Letzt findet ihr in den Shownotes auch noch einmal unsere Kontaktdaten. Wenn ihr Fragen zu CSUN habt oder euch generell zum Auslandsstudium beraten lassen möchtet, ruft uns einfach an oder schreibt uns. Wir schicken euch dann auch gern unsere ausführliche Bewerbungsanleitung zu CSUN mit vielen weiteren Infos und Tipps zum Bewerbungsablauf. Die Anleitung ist genauso kostenlos wie unser gesamter Beratungs- und Bewerbungsservice, da wir von unseren Partnerhochschulen für unsere Arbeit bezahlt werden.
Für die nächste Folge reisen wir im Oktober zumindest gedanklich nach Down Under, denn dann wird die University of Technology Sydney bei uns zu Gast sein. Bis dahin sagen wir vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und wünschen euch eine gute Zeit.